Candidates are crisscrossing the country trying to sell themselves to the public. Commentator Abe Novick, an advertising executive, believes they should take a lesson from the pros.
Our fellow Americans in states with early primaries are already watching political ads. Soon the candidates will be bringing their TV messages to the rest of us. I'm not looking forward to it. Ads for politicians always lag far behind the broader world of television commercials. In today's advertising, a subtle kind of branding is key. But political ads seem stuck in the hard sell of the 1970s. There are some very tired images in the current crop of presidential campaign ads. Candidates in their shirt sleeves, shown with school children, workers in hard hats, or the American flag.
Americans want a president who is prepared to deal with threats to our security.
He's been there. He's done it. He's got that experience.
And as president, that's what I'll fight for every day. An America that works for all of us.
At top creative ad agencies, ads like those would never fly. The best ads don't really sell things. They engage consumers and create a relationship with them. Like the car company Saturn. Last year, Saturn created a spot with people pretending they were cars on the freeway.
When we design our cars, we don't see sheet metal. We see the people who may one day drive them.
That changed the paradigm of car advertising. From the first chord of the commercial's music, you knew it was, well, something different. Which, interestingly, is Saturn's overall brand theme. It's different in a Saturn. But is there really a difference between a Saturn, a Toyota, or a Ford? Let's face it, one car works about as well as another. Ad industry folks call these parody products. And any ad student can tell you, when there isn't much contrast in the product, the advertising has to create the difference. Ads can offer an experience of humor or fun, even a deeper emotion, and as Saturn has learned, this kind of approach can sell a lot of cars. But the folks who make ads for political candidates don't seem to have learned the same lesson. In this election, the Republicans are co-opting issues like Medicare from the Democrats, while the Dems are a blur. Seems like a great case of parody products. If I were in the business of creating political ads, I'd remind my client of the power of metaphor. I'd put a staff to work building a candidate the way brands are built. I'd try to hit voters on a visceral level, not just a factual one. Remember those Morning in America ads for Reagan?
If the dream that built America is to be preserved, we must not waste the genius of one mind, the strength of one body, or the spirit of one soul.
Now it's all coming together. With our beloved nation at peace, we're in the midst of a springtime of hope for America. Greatness lies ahead of us.
I felt goosebumps watching them. 20 years later, political spots don't come close. But what if, rather than only showing images of himself, a candidate showed images of the country from overhead, from space, the biggest possible picture of our America, with inspiring music, but without a lot of voiceover? Just a few words that evoke why and how he will shape America's future if elected. If candidates want to inspire voters, advertising can help them to do it. It can also be a fast, expensive way to blend into the background on the airwaves and turn off a lot of voters in the process.
The comments of Abe Novick, an advertising executive at Eisner Communications in Baltimore.